You may remember, Bon Bon, last year when I talked about the International Baroque Museum in Puebla, Mexico. Well, this year I had the good fortune to make a trip to Mexico, and of course I went to the museum. What a fascinating country Mexico is, but of course it's huge, so I decided to focus on a small area and to focus particularly on Mexican Baroque. When it comes to Baroque architecture, Puebla was indeed a highlight. At every turn there was another Baroque church, many being renovated after the severe earthquake of 2017. The prevalence of Baroque architecture is one of the reasons that the International Baroque Museum was built in Puebla. The design is by the award-winning Japanese architect Toyo Ito. He takes as inspiration the theme of moving water, and the museum is built around a large fountain designed like a cool whirlpool. The design of the museum for me took the prize rather than the exhibits, which were rather reliant on audiovisuals. But the room on music was very interesting because it revealed the cultural mix found in Mexican music. It showed the influence of Spanish music, but also of West African rhythms and dances brought in by slaves. Also, the way in which music and dance went from the New World to Europe. A dance called the cumba arrived in Baroque Puebla, possibly brought in by slaves from Guinea. It was to prove controversial, though, to such an extent that the Inquisition banned it in 1716. The ban described the dance as lascivious, with a display including provocative shaking, and added to this there were scandalous and obscene lyrics. But the music was rhythmically thrilling, with syncopation and shifting meters. The very rhythms which are found pervading later Latin American music, such as the salsa and tango. The Spanish composer Santiago de Murcia used a cumbe and other dances from the New World in his collection of guitar pieces. Though de Murcia is known to have lived much of his life in Madrid, the manuscript containing the New World dances turned up in Mexico, where it is kept in the Mexican City Library. Possibly de Murcia went to live there, but it's most likely that this score was taken to Mexico by somebody travelling from Spain to Mexico. Here is the cumbe by de Murcia, played by the guitarist Christian Gutierrez. In the beginning, you'll hear something called a golpe. This is where the guitarist is expected to strike the guitar, and it's possibly the first time that this effect was notated in guitar music.
Thank you.
was the Cumbe by de Mercier, played by the guitarist Christian Gutierrez. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.